It's time for Q&A in the Kitchen. It's a podcast and YouTube series where tattoo artists and piercer talk about some of the more common questions and topics those that collect tattoos and piercings may have. Brought to you by Skin Kitchen Tattoo and the Axiom Body Piercing Studio. Well, the panel today is the usual panel, the Motley Crew, the regular crew, the Mammoth Crew, the Mammoth Crew, the crew that do.
The crew that, that's my favorite.
Do you guys do the do?
The crew that do.
No, I'd rot your teeth out.
No, I don't either. I remember hearing that, like, a friend of mine got kidney stones. They're like, it's from drinking Mountain Dew.
Never drink,
and I'm like,
again.
No more Mountain Dew.
You're right. Out of here, pal.
Redneck lemonade.
No thanks.
Anyway, so on my right, your left, Jimmy St. John, tattoo artist in here at the Skin Kitchen.
I'd like to be a Titan one day.
Directly to my right and your left, Jack Lowe.
Captain by Captain.
Airplane pilot.
Extraordinaire.
Owner of a dump truck.
And amateur tattoo artist.
And owner of the Axiom, or not the Axiom, the Skin Kitchen.
I own you.
Yeah, you want to pay my bill, the jewelry bill I just had?
No.
No, we'll pass.
I'm Dave-O, owner, piercer, and, owner of the Axiom Body Piercing. And then over here is Brent Starr.
Yay.
Tattoo artist here at the Skin Kitchen. Topic we're going to talk about today is one that will probably create a lot of comments, I hope, and we're happy to answer. And
conversation is good.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good conversation. It's came up in other ones, but it just seems to be one of those things that people ask a lot. Facial tattoos, pros or cons?
They sure are getting popular.
They are.
Yeah. It's
thanks
almost,
rock stars and rappers.
It's almost just a thing now to get your face tattooed.
Yeah, before the rest of you.
Us being in Des Moines, Iowa, we're a little more advanced than the world around us might think, but still we don't see a ton of it.
No.
At least, I don't seem to.
See it every day.
well, yeah, Jimmy's got his side of his face done. So, but I think it's the thing that really shocks me about it is that they're hardly ever good.
Yeah.
They look like a scratch pad, kind of, just like a like you're doodling while you're on the phone, or when you used to doodle, when you used to be on the phone that was attached or something.
Yeah.
It just kind of seems like half thought through.
And I think that's why I've always thought that there was like just so much you couldn't do on facial tattoos.
Yeah.
Because every one of them I saw was either very basic designs or it looked like garbage.
Well, yeah.
Wasn't a lot
but you can
it,
do,
but,
yeah.
You can do incredible things on
you
a
would
face.
Think, you would think, it's my face. I can't cover it up unless I wear a ski mask every day. So I'm probably going to think this one through a little bit and do something really like, wow, that compliments my face or, looks awesome. But
instead of like syrup.
Unfortunately, some people don't. But I mean, teach their own. I'm not saying who's right or wrong or anything like that.
Just, I think if someone came to me and said, they wanted, to get the side of their face done or whatever.
Like me?
I guess exactly like you. Actually, yeah. Well, what I did is, I stepped back and I want to have something that looks good aesthetically on the area, that works with the area, flows with the area, doesn't go against it, doesn't try to jump out and get attention like, look.
Right.
It would be like accenting a painting at the end maybe or a car, just to kind of make the curves and the lines kind of come out a bit, but not, you don't want those lines to be noticeable really at first.
Right.
You don't want to take away from,
well, gosh, we worked
you're putting
on,
it on.
How long did we work on that design?
Yeah. I took, luckily, with the iPad, it makes it a lot easier. So I took a picture of Jimmy's face and then, dimmed it down a bit, threw a layer over it and just kind of started following the lines and feeling the flow, if you will. Surfing's no hobby, all right? It's a way of life. and just kind of let the face kind of decide where the lines would be.
I remember we went back and forth, and you were like, what about this? And I was like, I like this. I don't like that. This is cool. That part's not. We kept changing stuff, and it morphed and morphed until we got what we got. And
yeah, it was a good handful.
I thought it was awesome. You worked on it for several weeks for me. Really appreciate it.
It
was awesome.
If it was your arm, it would, it'd be a lot quicker.
Right.
But I haven't drawn a lot of designs specifically for the face. And being your face, you can't really wear a glove over it.
Right. I mean, there's ski masks, but people frown on that.
Yeah, and now that they decided that you don't have to wear a mask anymore.
Yay!
You know, it's going to be seen. So you want to extra, I guess, nail it, especially knowing that I'm going to have to deal with you the rest of my life.
Exactly. I mean, you're going to look at me every day.
So yeah.
That's some spuck that's getting ready to ship out to sea.
But rarely do you see something like that, you know, it's a lot of just stick that here and stick that there. And maybe sometimes it's because, like, you know, when I've gotten tattoos, there's some that I want to be able to see all the time because they're, you know, I want to see them. And then there's other things I just want to wear and it doesn't really matter where it is.
Right.
So maybe people use their face as kind of that, you know, these are the things that are special to me or that I want everyone to know, even if I don't talk to them kind of thing.
Like Gucci Mane really likes ice cream cones.
Right.
Yeah, he loves it.
Loves it.
And maybe that's why they just kind of sprinkle stuff on their face.
Maybe.
Makes sense.
Kind of randomly. And but for me, man, I like to see something that's just tailor fit for that area and just looks nice. And rarely you see that.
I think part of it is people need to approach it the same way you would if you're getting permanent makeup.
Yeah.
This is a look that you're going to have
for the rest of your
life. For the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
There's not going to be, I mean, you might be able to do some slight cover up or you're going to go through a very painful removal.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to black it out later.
If you think getting tattooed hurt, getting it laserly removed from your face is not going to feel great at all.
It's horrible.
It'd be like, it feels like getting bacon grease, like popped with bacon grease while you're frying up delicious bacon.
Over and over.
Which you should all go out and buy some now while it's still on the shelves.
Yeah, grab all you can.
Because Iowa loves their piggies.
We have the bacon queen runner-up right here with us today.
Isn't today, we're recording this on the 2nd of March. I think today is the day of the pig, or the pig day or whatever.
Wow.
Well, good national holiday.
So we need some pork chops tonight, man.
Yeah, good for the piggy.
Possibly. So, like, is there any technical issues, pros and cons on that? Or is it just, I mean, is it a difficult area? Because it seems like it's very bony, very structured.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to adapt to it depending on where it's at on the face.
Yeah, I've tattooed a lot of faces, and you have to be careful. A lot of places are shallow and thin and close to the bone, like over the eyebrows and whatnot. But once you dip around that curve where the temple is, you fall off into some really soft tissue, and you can blow it out very easy and very quick. Like, you know, and you don't want to make any mistakes. It's somebody's face, man, unless you're going to wear, you know, one of those face wraps or a hood or a ski mask the rest of their life. You know, you don't want to be responsible for that. But that was really popular to do, like, fancy script over eyebrows for a while and stuff. I did a lot of that. A couple little designs. Jack did my face.
Yeah.
And I thought he killed it.
If I haven't already, I'll show some photos of that.
But,
I think a big trick to it is finding a good balance point and a good purchase for your hand to get leverage and get and keep steady. And, you know, you can't stick your finger in someone's eyeball and it's uncomfortable, and for them to get and stay in the right place and relax is really tough. And you're right up in that person's face.
Yeah.
So you pretty much just have to manhandle
face
their freaking face. And it's uncomfortable. In that.
As a person sitting for a tattoo, you got to be very aware, because, like, the slightest cringe or swallow or bite your teeth together, like, you're moving a whole array of things on your face.
Muscles,
I would think that muscles and to get it tendons. You would be more likely, you're more prone to want to hold your breath for that reason.
Kind of, but like, you don't want to, because then you're gasping. Yeah. Like, you want to be as clean and smooth breathing as possible and just as relaxed as you can be, and try to go, I don't know how to say
zen.
It, dead faced. Yeah,
find your zen and just put it, like, in your brain somewhere.
That
else.
In the throat, like, when you're doing that stuff, man, the slightest little movement is a nightmare.
Yeah, so everything's connected.
So it's a good idea to work out something with your artists about signaling them if you have a sneeze or a cough.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
I'm going to tap you on the leg.
Not even that. It would be probably just lifting a finger or wiggling a finger.
Something very minute that doesn't move you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if, you know, it can be easy to get focused on the tattoo and lose your bedside manner as far as making sure they're comfortable. But that's one tattoo that you really want to make sure, as you're dipping and you're dabbing, ask them, you good every now and then. And
Like, how you doing?
If they need a breather or they need to kind of shake it off or move their hip to make them more comfortable, then it's good to check in and not forget about them.
Yeah, because you're laying there for quite a bit and it's not the most comfortable position to
have
your face kind of like platformed for it to be comfortable. So you're on your hip, you're on your side, you're very uncomfortable.
And then you got somebody leaning on it.
Yeah, you got somebody leaning on your face, tattooing it on top of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's an awkward spot.
Is there areas that you said the side of the...
Like the temple and stuff gets rough.
Right down in
here. Right in here.
Yeah. Is there other areas that...
Around your lips gets soft. Once you go over that jawbone, it gets soft. Anywhere in the orbital sockets, you want to kind of be careful because, you know, you don't want to pierce an eye.
Oh,
you
no.
pierce an eye, you're blind.
Yeah, so, yeah it'll let up. All the egg yolk out. And
yep, you're done.
That'd be bad.
And then you'll...
And then you're white-eyed for the rest of your life.
Then you'll be the... You'll have like a milky eye or something. That'd be kind of cool. We don't charge...
Not in a good way.
We charge a little extra for it.
If you don't want to see or nothing, that's cool. But,
yeah, if you want to lose vision in one eye, that's awesome. You know? How does like the wrinkles... And expressions, does that affect how you guys would place a tattoo to just make sure that it still was visible?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, you don't want to be, like, surprise face when you put your stencil on because then, like, it's not going to look natural when it's sitting normal resting face.
Because I mentioned this because when we do, like, anything that's on the front of the ear or eyebrows, generally, nostrils not so much. So facial piercings, like oral piercings, we generally had the people try a couple different expressions just to get an idea of how it's going to sit on the body.
That's a really good idea. On doing a tattoo on the face, it's more you just want a neutral, that neutral starting position.
Your resting face.
Like when you do a tattoo anywhere, the leg, the arm, the torso, you want them to be very anatomical, you know, just stand in that starting position almost.
Yeah.
And then if it's placed right and you're using the curves and the body right, doesn't, you know, whatever they do is going to move with that body part from that central position. So it's going to look the best it's going to look. You know, all the time.
Right.
Now, the other thing I think that a lot of people don't consider is that it is very difficult to avoid sun contact with your face.
Yeah. A lot of women's makeup includes like a UV type, you know, on it because of, you know, it pre-ages your skin and all that. So that for women might make it a notch easier because they just kind of automatically do that. But yeah, guys, it wouldn't be a bad idea to, if you do have a, you know, somewhat extensive work to in the morning, one part of your routine, if you know you're going to be outside is, you know, put some sunblock on it.
I hose mine down every day at Sturgis while we were riding bikes cross country and being out there. Like Jack would remind me, like, you know, you need some sunblock. I'm like, I don't think so. He's like, what about your face? I'm like, oh yeah.
And I'm the one that got sun poisoning and almost fucking died.
Yeah, it was rough.
How about wind effect from motorcycles? Because you guys both ride bikes. And
it wasn't bad. It really wasn't that bad.
Okay.
That'll suck. You know, the wind really is, you consider that more when it's fresh because riding a motorcycle, the wind sucks the moisture out of your skin, so it dries your skin out. And if you've got a newer tattoo, even if it's not sunny or whatever, if that's exposed at all to the wind, it's getting very, very dry. So it can make the healing take longer. It can make your scabs a little more beefy. And
unless you only ride seasonally, it's probably something you should consider, like how much you're going to be on the bike for the next month or so after the tattoo.
Well, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Or just a face shield or something to kind of block down some.
Well, we use the dermal shield now, like the Saniderm when we're done tattooing.
Yeah,
that really blocks a lot of stuff. It keeps it from the elements and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and once I started using that stuff pretty regularly, it reminded me of all those Sturgis years and going through that hole. Now,
yeah, God, we would
protect it because I know you're going to be riding. I know you're going to be rolling in crap and, you know, and having other things to do other than babysit a tattoo. But, you know, do the best you can by this and blah, blah, blah. But now with that Saniderm, the adhesive, man, it's a total game changer.
That's amazing.
Yep, because if it's right on their forearm and they don't want to wear a shirt and they have that Saniderm stuff on, big deal, man. Wrap a bandana around your arm, block the UV, and you're good to go. It's going to hold the moisture in. It's going to block out the sun. You're not going to be able to get the abrasion to it by rolling all around on the dirt. And it would have been a total game changer.
Dude, they would have been awesome back when we were doing Sturgis.
I know. It would have made it so much easier. But, so in that regard... Not so bad. Something to look at when you're fresh, but once it's healed in there, really, the sun is its worst enemy.
And the healing's not that much different than a regular tattoo.
It heals pretty well because you have good blood flow up in your head, and that's really the key is you want to get, you know, a good supply of blood flushing in and out of there, getting all those white blood cells up there working
away. It was probably one of the easier tattoos I've had to heal.
And I'm guessing because... I mean, the number one culprit with hand tattoos and et cetera is generally just trying to keep it away from stuff.
Well, like people that work with their hands
and stuff. Your
infection
area is not going to be as complicated.
Right.
Hair products might be an issue.
Yeah,
just don't wear them. Like, lay off of them for like a week.
You know, that's a decent point, though. unless they're just making them different. Man, when I grew up in the 80s and 90s, you couldn't have enough mousse in your hair and stuff. But now it seems like a lot of women, they have, you know, kind of a natural, they don't cement their hair into places as much.
We could ask the one Buffon female that's here today.
Yeah.
Shannon, my apprentice, she's engineering today.
Woo, Shannon.
Yeah, is that true? I mean,
I've never seen you do it.
It's probably no, because I don't use much of my hair, but I usually just wash it, brush it, and then leave it alone.
Yeah,
but,
seems like a lot of women do that now.
It's yeah,
like, big
hair is kind of I'm a fan because the poof.
I am too. The poof was crazy.
That thing was nuts.
You lose an eyeball trying to go in for a kiss and stuff.
But see, now that you said it's out,
and it was rigid
back in.
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, you jinxed the whole thing.
We're bringing it back. Big Buffon. Aquanet.
At some point in time, like, Aquanet was supposed to be bad for the environment or something.
Yeah.
That was very devastating to the punk scene for a little while.
How am I going to make my mohawk stay up?
Nobody knows how to back tease anymore.
Well, you just use gelatin.
What happened to the Elmer's glue for the Liberty Spikes and stuff?
Gelatin. Knots gelatin.
Yeah. Bring back the anti-gravity bangs, I say.
The
stack them high, baby.
The forehead helmet.
The dandruff catchers?
They had kind of, they just like pull it up with a brush and just spray it, and then
it would lay back.
Like, what's her name? Cameron Diaz in the movie where she puts the,
something about Mary.
You know.
Yeah, the human
Mary.
Product. And
something about Mary, yeah. I say bring it back in the wings, you know, you pull out your hair way off your ears, spray it, so you got like the radar, stuff, that radar dish effect.
And
it's
all natural, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just don't touch it.
Yeah, just don't touch it.
You snap it off.
Where does his hair go? And of course, go ahead.
What about, like, for most people who wash their face, is there something they need to stay away from? Like,
I wouldn't put like Oxy on it or anything like that. Like, I would stay away from like the Stridexes and the Oxys if they still use that kind of stuff. You know,
While healing.
While healing.
Nothing with the little scrubby lava rocks in it. But just a good normal run of the mill everyday, either soft soap or even bar soap, is usually just fine for that.
In boys and girls, in case you don't know, don't wash your tattoos, fresh tattoos, with
loofahs.
Or wash
sandpaper,
hand towel,
just your hands, and then pat dry.
Yeah. You won't do it but once.
it's kind of
one of those things where there is a too much on both sides.
Yes,
and you got to kind of find that nice spot in the middle. You want to keep it clean, but you don't want to disturb it any more than you have to. So yeah, it is kind of a tricky spot. And again, that's where that Sanoderm stuff comes in so handy, is it takes, you have no responsibilities other than trying to keep that bandage on for 3 to 5 days after your tattoo, which are the worst, are the hardest days in the whole tattoo deal. So it's, man, that's really been like a big revolution.
Game changer.
And something I always try to explain to people, and it sometimes comes across, sometimes doesn't, is if you're doing something to your tattoo or you're doing something to your piercing and it hurts, your body's going, hey, man, I'm working really hard to fix this thing you made.
Yep.
Every time you do that, you're stepping things back.
Yeah.
You're making it worse. And I got to start over again. And it will get worse. The pain level is the more you agitate it.
Remember when your mom said, stop picking at it?
Yes.
There was a reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's go to the other side. Some of the cons. Of course, the first one is going to be the one that we'll probably get the most comments on. And that is how it affects employment.
Yeah. Well, and not that it's right or wrong.
No, not that it's right or wrong. But things are changing. The times have changed a lot. I'll give you that. But like, you got to consider, if you're thinking about getting your face tattooed, do you really want to give it some thought more than just, oh, it's going to look cool or whatever? You got to wear it for the rest of your life. It's going to be there. So like, you know, if you get something that you think is neat when you're 20 years old or whatever, when you're 45, 50, you want to think, is that still going to be kind of viable or cool? But people look at you a lot different.
Oh yeah.
A lot different. Like, I've been tattooing since 1999. So that's what, 23 years? I've been tattooing for 23 years, man, and I've looked like a weirdo for a long time. Yeah. And after I got my face tattooed, like, even with Jack tattooing it, it's a lot of people that I've known for years and years and years were like, you know, double, like, oh, wow, oh, you really got your face tattooed. Like, yeah, it goes from my chin to my top of my head, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It changes up how people perceive you, how they, you know, react to you. Like, just beware and just be ready for it. And, like, you know, it's not that it's negative or whatever, but it's going to change how people look at you and interact with
and,
you.
And we're not saying that, you know, that's okay or all right. It's just the way human beings in the world is at this particular moment. You know, if you haven't been on the side of employing people or picking people that are going to do a good job for the job, you know, maybe that, you know, doesn't compute with you. It's not fair. You know, you know, I had long hair growing up, and that back then was a huge deal. Earring was a huge deal, and I didn't get jobs because of it. Yeah. But on their side of it, hey, we get money from this type of person.
And
most of that type of person, even though they give us their money and that's what pays your paycheck, they want to see a certain look when they walk up here. That's why we have the color of the walls this way. That's why we have the seats set the way they do. And then being served by something that fits with that idea that we want to show the people, and especially the people that are going to buy our stuff so we can be at
work. If you notice,
tomorrow,
a lot of them places have uniforms, you know, where everybody wears the same uniform, hat, shirt, pants, you know, shoes combinations.
That's probably something that a younger person doesn't even really consider or think about in their daily life. So when they get rejected from a job because, you know, of the hair color or, you know, a face tattoo or something, it's nothing personal.
No.
They're not
no.
saying you did something wrong. They're saying, I don't know, man. I think some customers are going to be kind of turned off and judgy. That sucks, but that they pay our bills.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, we want to be a friendly, you know, and a place to go.
Yeah, exactly. You want to be, you know, accepting and kind of like, you know, welcoming to people. You want to give that atmosphere.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's not that it's right or wrong. Like, I didn't agree with it when I was a kid, the whole taking my earring out or having to pull my hair back in the ponytail. I hated it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's just the way that the world works. Unfortunately, it's, you know, part of being a grown up. It's part of moving on to the, you know, I got to pay bills. I want a place that I can live without mom and dad. I want to drive a car. I want to buy my own video games, whatever it is.
It's
you have to be an adult to a certain extent, and you have to conform to what, you know, the other entities that be are going to require of you until you can get to a place where you are a famous rapper or you won $1 million off the
lottery.
And that
may not last.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's never, just never, nothing guaranteed, but I'm, you know.
And that's what it comes down to, person to person. Hey,
right.
I don't care. Yeah, I didn't get that job or whatever, but I believe and I'm okay to die on that hill of getting my face tattooed. Okay, that's fine.
Sweet.
But don't be like, hey, just because I tattooed my face, screw you. It's like, no. You got it done, which is fine, but you also knew that that could, you know, keep you out of certain circumstances. So if you think that, hey, I want to leave my options a little more open, at least in this day and age, which is getting better all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Especially with the more famous people that do something, the more it's okay for everybody else. So, you know, maybe one day it'll be weird if you don't have a face tattoo. But for right now,
I'm hoping.
And from what you know, it could stay like that for a while or it could change quickly.
Know.
But, you know, leave my options open is more important than having that thing on my face right now.
Yeah.
And I always kind of explain it this way. If you were looking for a set career or you're even going in for a job that has that's in a different career, what have you, having a college degree is going to increase your ability to get that job because you've already had this. It's kind of the same thing, you know, because people look at us kind of like, oh, they're prejudiced towards me. No, it isn't that. It's when they are looking at you, they're looking at what do I want my business to be represented by?
Yeah.
How is that face to the public? And if they're in a situation where their clientele, one of the requirements is that you don't have facial piercings.
Right.
One of the requirements is you don't have a tattoo on your face. One of the requirements are that you bathe every day. These are the things that you do or put up with to be employed.
Yeah.
Now, if you've gotten to a point where you've developed a career, regardless of you could walk in butt naked and they would still hire you, that's an entirely different situation.
Yeah, but it takes a long time to do that.
Yes.
And build up the reputation and the experience to do stuff.
And
like
if their requirements are so outrageous that they can't find people to work for them, well, then they have to decide to stick to their guns, like you may have by getting your face tattooed, and possibly go out of business or whatever. Or they might go, you know, maybe we need to look at these rules, because we're not finding anybody.
Right.
So, you know, but you have to decide if you want
to
wait it out, cross your hand, arms and go, okay, or somehow say you're doing wrong, you're the bad person. Well, it's their decision. Right. You know, they get to decorate their own house, and because you don't like the couch doesn't mean it's wrong, you know, and if no one comes over to their house anymore because they got that horrible couch, well, that's their decision now. Do they get rid of the couch or go, I don't care, I love the couch.
Right.
So the military is always adjusting their...
They go back and forth depending on who's in charge. But like a lot of times, that's a good representation. You can't have face, neck, or hand tattoos generally in the military. It was a no-no.
Yeah.
So like, okay, well, I'm never going to join the military. All right, cool. Yeah. Well, you know, so all through your teens, later teens and 20s, and you get, you know, devil on your chest and Satan on your face and all this other stuff. That's great. You can't go in the military. Cool. So I didn't ever want to go to the military. Well, now I'm thinking I might. Well, now you can't.
Yeah.
I want to be a preacher. Okay. Well, you wanted to be Satan's right-hand guy when you're 20. Now that you're 30 and you want to be a preacher, you can't really be a preacher with Satan on your face. Like, well, you know what I mean? Like, it's
Or you could.
Or you could. Or you could. I mean, I'm not saying you couldn't. I'm just
the
saying
right
but that's
hand
just,
and left hand.
I mean, you could do that. There's all kinds of stuff people do, and it becomes accepted later. But, like, you just want to think about it. Like, you know, when you're 19 or 20 years old and you're like, oh, well, Blink-182 is the best band in the world, and you want to tattoo it on your forehead. Okay, cool. Well, when you're 50, is Blink-182 going to be that awesome to you?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And I can say from experience, you know, I have things tattooed on me that I wouldn't probably necessarily pick today to have put on me. But at the same time, I don't want them not on me.
Right.
You know,
but you know, your preferences change.
Right.
Time.
But yeah, that's what I meant. You know, if I could have walked in and got a tattoo at 14 or 15 years old,
oh, I would have.
Man.
Check out my Ninja Turtle, man.
You know,
look at my sweet G.I. Joe tattoo.
Yes, they would have a story and a memory behind them and everything else, but I kind of, you know, landscaped my lawn a little early. And now that I had those 80 tons of rock moved into my front yard to make this thing, I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's
now,
why I left a lot of empty space because I got to that point where it's like, I don't have anything that really excites me to get tattooed right now.
Yeah. Like, I'm glad I didn't get Masters of the Universe, G.I. Joe, and Transformers tattooed all over me when I was young because I was into it. And now, I mean, they're still cool, but not that cool.
Well, and, you know, back when I was started getting tattoos, they weren't, it was nothing like it is today.
No.
Nothing at all. It was.
You pick stuff off the wall.
If you had a tattoo, it made you a certain person for sure.
Absolutely.
Like there was no basketball players running around, you know, making millions with tattoos all over. There was
football players.
It was
nothing.
It was not, you know, you stood out. You were the freak, you know.
You're either a sailor or a convict or a biker.
And when I got my first forearm tattoo, like something that was harder to cover up, man, I had a long thought going on. And what I came to was if someone, the type of person that's going to judge me or think that I'm a certain type of person because of my tattoos isn't the type of person I would want to be around anyway.
Right.
So I made that decision and, you know, thought it through and came to that conclusion. Like, well, if you're that type of person to do that because of this, I don't want you any. Right. I wouldn't want you around. So, you know, you have to have kind of that same conversation. Like, well, if you're going to be the type of employer that's not going to hire me just because I have a face tattoo, then that's a place I don't want to work. Yeah. So be it. But no, you know, that's what you're doing.
Just be open to the stuff that you can't, that you're going to have to accept until things change.
And there might be a situation where you can't find employment that's going to allow you to do that.
Exactly.
Or it's going to be a terrible, miserable job.
Yeah, like you can always get a job at McDonald's, but nobody wants to work at McDonald's forever. Well,
and
you know?
They're going to put you back there washing dishes.
Yeah, or making fries or whatever the hell they do. Yeah. You know.
Another thing that I would consider, it kind of balances out. It can be a pro or it can be a con. Is you will forever, everybody that knows you will describe you as the guy with the
face
tattoo.
Or absolutely.
Or whatever.
Until everybody gets one. Yes. You know, like right now,
that's
just like,
what you're going to be known as.
Yeah,
and if you're okay with that,
whatever.
Right. Yeah. Just like, you know, having a forearm tattoo or, a large tattoo back in the day was that.
Yeah, it was.
You know, but now I tattoo sleeves on 18-year-olds every friggin' day almost. So I'm not that guy anymore.
Nope.
You know, I am to some people, because some people are just want to be miserable and judge all the time, and that's their decision. But so it's the same thing. So yeah, getting a facial tattoo now is pretty freaking crazy.
Yeah.
But when all these rappers and stuff are the old guys, and there's a new batch, and they're seeing all these other old people with, you know, tattoos on their face, just like the kids, the 18-year-old kids that are getting sleeved because their mom and dad was sleeved. Maybe they're going to get face tattoos because now it's social
starting,
norm.
It's starting to filter in more and more, but, you know, it's...
How much
know,
of just, it, though, is the, I am the extreme...
I don't
know that just I
really couldn't say.
Oh, you have this? Well, I have this.
Yeah, I couldn't
because
say.
I have come across that with a few people.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, there's that's
I mean,
out there.
It's been a long time ago, but like most of the people I knew that had facial tattoos or neck tattoos and the punk rock scene, it was just like, I'm more punk than you.
Yeah, well, I remember we used to like attitude. Actually, I knew a dude named Jimmy Two Sleeves. Like back in Richmond, back when I started tattooing, because he was one of the few dudes that had two full complete sleeves. Like, you know, it just wasn't that
stood out.
It wasn't people weren't that heavily tattooed yet. So a lot of people, the moniker was, you know, Ronnie the face tattoo, or, you know, Jimmy Two Sleeves, or like it was always, you know, because there's 500 Jimmys.
So you're going to end up with either a circus name or a mob name.
Good.
Which is pretty cool.
It was cool back in the day, but
George,
everybody was just known by
tattoo.
Something.
Well,
you know,
you're
Biker Jimmy or...
You're only different until you're not.
Rocker Ralph or whatever.
You know, but yeah, right now, in a lot of groups of friends, in some groups of friends, probably they all have their faces tattooed. But and I would assume in the majority, there's probably the face tattoo guy. You know, or the, you know, the guy that's got a, you know, something on the side of his head or, you know, whatever like that. But it's only weird until it's not weird.
Like Richmond is a heavily, like where I'm from, Richmond, Virginia, it's heavily tattooed populace. Like probably, I think we were third in the country for a long time. But, you know, everybody I worked with and knew just about had face tattoos and throat tattoos.
Right.
And, like we all look normal.
Like I said, we're in the Midwest.
But
we're here in Des Moines.
Here,
so it's
when
not
I got here, people were like,
as.
You got that on? Is that on your face? Is that
no,
real?
No, I draw
is that
it on every like, morning.
Yeah.
And that's the way normal tattoos, I'll say normal tattoos used to be.
Back
is that
day,
real?
Exactly.
No way.
Yeah,
that's
do you really have that much tattooing? Like,
Well, where'd you do time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got asked that all the time back in the day. I'm like, I've never been to prison.
Never been to prison. Proud of it.
Yeah.
Been to jail, but not prison.
Yeah. Now
jail
who's,
doesn't count.
Now who's the labeler? You know?
They're usually people, stereotyper.
Yeah. That, and those are usually the people that have been to prison and everything else.
Yep.
And, you know, they feel like they've got this connection with you or something. And I'm thinking, man, you're the most judgy one out of them all.
Yeah.
I mean, not only were you thinking that, but you freaking straight up knew it enough to ask me. Even though it's not true, you know, there's probably a lot of people looking at him go, I wonder where he did time. But
yeah,
you were sure.
Well, it was a couple of times it was kind of weird. Like, I should be ashamed that I'd be tattooed and not have gone to prison.
Yeah.
Kind of attitude.
Yeah.
I'm just like
I cheated.
I didn't screw up my life enough to go to permanent timeout.
Right.
To share 24/7
prison. You're not part of any gang. Like, what are you doing, man? You're slacking. Like,
yeah.
They're like, well, crap. I haven't gotten to that yet.
They're just not keeping up with the times, in that you don't have to go to prison to get tattoos anymore.
Yeah. I'm a loser. I just spent all my money on tattooing.
Slower keeping up.
Well, that's why they ended up in prison the first time.
And it's got to be kind of like a time machine. If you do go in and do quite a bit of time and you come out, times and things have changed.
But they're
still stuck 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, whenever you were incarcerated, time kind of stopped at that point for you as far as the outside world.
And for a long time, in certain parts of the country, in certain areas, facial tattoos were associated with street gangs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with throat tattoos for a long time. The only people who get throat tattoos are people that have killed people and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? My throat's been tattooed forever. I don't have to kill nobody.
Yeah.
That you know of?
Well, not being on civilian, not military.
I've got enough to worry
thing.
About wondering if I did kill somebody and didn't know it.
I mean, I was in the military on a Navy ship. Like, we sent a lot of rockets.
Okay.
I'm sure we got somebody.
Probably.
I claim no participation there, but, you know, personally, but whatever. I'm on the boat.
Yeah, that's a thought.
I killed the association.
Yeah.
This one's for you, Saddam.
Yeah. Bunker Buster.
Can you guys think of anything else we need to talk about with this one?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
all you guys out there wanting to get face tattoos, we encourage you. We hope to see you to get your face tattoo. We'd love to do them, but just, you know, beware of the pitfalls and the consequences. And
we
hope
we're
to
not
see
saying
you.
Don't do it.
No,
just
by any means.
We just hope that we gave you some things to think about.
Yeah, just make a good educated decision, man. That's all we're saying.
And anybody else has any suggestions, put them in the comments as always.
Yeah.
Of course, subscribe, like, follow. Hit the notification bell.
Hug your mom.
Buy merch. Link in the description.
Tell your friends you love them.
Yep. Till next time. Here's hoping all your tattoos and piercings heal with ease and without a single issue. And if you're in the Des Moines, Iowa area, we all hope to see if your tattooing and body piercing needs in the future. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you for watching.
And don't pick at it.
Don't pick at it.